Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
What Philly did on the floor was magnificent. What Philly did as far as being a clean team was disgraceful.
Embiid flail with his leg caught Robinson right there.
That was dirty. And anybody else who's not a superstar in this league is out of that game.
You don't go out there trying to hurt someone. You play basketball. And Nick Nurse, you know you a punk.
Is there any concern that he might be losing his cool or losing control a little bit in the first quarter?
Nope. He's just playing tough.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Punk.
On 98.7 ESPN.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Don't Michelle.
All right, DNR with you, the big 9 o'clock hour. In this hour, you have a lot of calls, a lot of Knicks, obviously, and still leading this series 2-1. We dissect the Rangers for a minute or two, but not a ton, because they're up 2-0. They feel good. Neighbors to the Giants, and I'm going to try it. Fashion-u.
Yes,
the Jets.
There See? It is.
Because fashion, new.
Yeah, like your new little fashion. Trick. Your new trick that you learned has worked out perfectly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's start with the football. We'll get to the basketball, then you can call on whatever you'd like because there's so much going on. 1-800-919-3776. I like the Neighbors pick. I think May clearly was their guy. Sounds like they tried every way to move up to 3 and grab Drake May. They couldn't do it. They didn't love McCarthy enough, and they took what they deemed to be the best player available at 6.
Right. So, I mean, the way Joe Shane made me feel was, and now, did he ever admit that they were going to, I mean, it was just reports, right, that they were offering whatever they were going to offer to try to get Drake May?
I don't think he said that, no.
Okay, he didn't say that, but the reports were...
But Renan had it, so it's you know.
It's good information.
Right.
It sounds like their board was Drake May and then Malik Nabers. And if they couldn't get Drake May, Malik Nabers is exactly who they wanted. And part of the reason why they put so much time and effort into the quarterbacks was to give the impression to everyone else that there was a real chance at 6 they would take J.J. McCarthy. And hopefully a team like Minnesota would move up. Because you didn't know. I mean, I know as we got to like the last couple of days, a lot of people had, you know, Latham or an offensive lineman attached to the Chargers, but they just lost Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. They could have still drafted a wide receiver there at 5.
Absolutely.
And now you're sitting there with no Harrison Jr. or no Malik Nabers.
Well, I wonder if Nabers was taken, do they take Odunze? Do they take McCarthy? I can't imagine it would be McCarthy because if you obviously didn't love him. Or do you trade back if you were the Giants there?
Well, I asked you that earlier. You'd think that. Maybe they probably trade back at that point.
Unless you really liked the Dunze, because they could have really liked the Dunze.
Well, here's the other report. Aha. Here's the other report. Uh-huh. So your guy, Connor Hughes, actually said the Jets called the Giants to get up to 6 to get a Dunze.
And the Giants said no?
No. So maybe that's what happens. If Neighbors goes 5,
right.
Jets, they actually make that deal, and the Jets get up to 6 to get a Dunze.
And then the Jets get a Dunze.
Yeah.
I wonder what they would offer the Giants for that.
Well, the Jets wanted a Dunze. They
right.
loved. I was told that they loved the 3 wide receivers and expected if there was one available, it was going to be a Dunze, and that's who they wanted. And they tried to get up, but because Giants were taking a receiver, and then Atlanta decided we're going to take Michael Penix, there was no chance to do it.
I mean, Atlanta changed the entire feel of the draft at 8.
It was everyone at the desk was shocked.
I can't believe it.
Well, I mean, I guess the thought process would be that Kirk Cousins will be a quarterback for the next 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then
so
Michael Penix.
A quarterback for 3 years down the road?
Yeah. I mean.
Come on.
Well, dude, I mean, I guess the argument would be it's the most important position in football.
Right, but what are we talking about all the time?
And how many more? Okay,
the
but how
huge
many
benefit of having the young quarterback is you don't pay him for a number of years.
Right, but we've also seen that the quarterbacks that haven't been rushed and actually have some time benefit from it.
I'm not saying rush him, but not play him for 2 years?
Okay, I'm with you. I'm giving you the other side of this. So now, when is the next time, do you think, not have like having the opportunity to draft your future quarterback and not having to leverage other picks if you have this team right now? When would the... When do you think the next time the Falcons feel like they're going to be in a spot to do that?
I have no idea, but it wouldn't be my thought. My thought would be, I have a good team now. I can easily win this division now. Let me add and make this team as good as humanly possible.
Well, that's what you would think because they just
to the point where you just opened a bag for Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And then you wake up the next day and you're like, you know what? Now we'll take Michael Penix. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, which is why when you make a move like that and guarantee him $100 million – coming off a freaking Achilles injury that you feel like we want to win now, we have a real chance to win the South. So why not use that eighth pick to help you do that? This isn't like a, hey, you know, this guy has fallen like, you know, Green Bay did a couple times where, you know, Aaron Rodgers could have been the first overall pick, ends up sliding through the draft and like, we can't pass up
but
this
they
opportunity.
Didn't spend major money on Aaron Rodgers that offseason. Aaron Rodgers was in the fold.
No, I'm saying when they drafted Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, when they drafted Rodgers with Favre?
Yeah, right. Or when they drafted Jordan Love with Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't a top 10 pick.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just think it's such a...
That has to be the thought process, though. That's it. Is we think we're good enough now that we can win with Kirk Cousins and we have a chance at eight.
And still build towards the future?
Well, yeah. To have Michael Penix sit there and learn for a couple of years.
So you're going to pop in a 27-year-old quarterback as a rookie?
It feels like that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but that has to be the conversation that he was having with Arthur Blank in the war room.
I understand what their thought process was. I don't agree with it at all.
I guess you have to think that with the addition of Kirk Cousins, what we already have, we most likely won't be in a spot again to get a quarterback that we have graded as highly as we have Michael Penix. So why not take that opportunity now so down the road,
right,
we're not searching for one?
Fair, but my thought process would be, I'm going to get at least 3 years out of Kirk Cousins. I'll deal with that in 3 years.
Correct. Well, that's what most people thought.
Well, I mean, it's not like the Jets took Michael Penix, right? Or were interested in a quarterback.
No, because they're trying to win.
Oh, exactly.
Immediately.
Exactly.
Well, but also, okay, in here, I hate that I'm playing both sides of this because I agree with you,
right,
is Raheem Morris was just hired. Like Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh are on the way out if they don't win.
Fair, but you could have had the greatest coach in the history of football and you didn't want him, and then you take Michael Penix.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
It's
signing Kirk Cousins
odd.
And guaranteeing $100 million screams, I'm trying to win this division now, so why not use the eighth pick to help
and
this
try to
team
win it
right now?
And listen, New Orleans is pretty good, right? Tampa's pretty good, and Carolina looks like that might stink, but I mean, there are two teams that are not far off from what you are. Not like it's a foregone conclusion that Atlanta wins a division.
No, it's not a foregone conclusion at all. But that's
right.
Why you sign Kirk Cousins to give you a better, you know, give
right,
you that chance
I'm
to
saying,
do that.
Like when once you sign Cousins, it's not like you look at this and say, "All right, now the division is ours. Now we can build for the future a little bit." It's still very much up in the air. And I think a guy that could get to the quarterback or an elite receiver, anything else would have made sense. But whatever. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to some of the calls. Dave in the car. Dave, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have 2 points I want to throw at you. One's a basketball and one's a football.
All right.
Very quickly on the Knicks. We know what happened with Embiid. We saw the play out there. And definitely, you know, he could have hurt some people out there. But here's the thing. This Knicks team has overcome all obstacles this year. And this is very crucial for them. They cannot let what happened last night infect their locker room and have this series go even. This is a big challenge for them mentally. They need to come out, crush the Sixers, and move on. I think that's the best way to handle this. Hopefully there's no retaliation tonight.
I'm not even a little bit worried about that. The Knicks have answered every bell this entire season.
They still cut it to, by the way, they still cut it to eight in the fourth quarter.
Wasn't it five at one point?
Exactly.
I thought it might have been five at one point. They got it close. So, again, I think that'd be fine.
I just hope that doesn't become an issue. But And my point with the Giants, and I know this is going to rub people the wrong way, I think they might have just sealed their fate with this draft. I really think this team right now, what they're saying is we're going to put some talent around Jones. And I think there's something about this situation with Jones after last year and the injuries. I just think that ship has sailed, and I really think they should have given whatever they needed to give to get a quarterback this draft.
They couldn't.
That's just
Hang on. Dave, they tried to go to three. New England wouldn't trade out of it. What did you want them to do? Take a quarterback they didn't really like that much?
No, I just think that
what did you want to do?
I think that there's always a deal to be made, and I just think they weren't willing to give more than what they were going to give to get that deal. They could have got a deal.
So if the, Giants gave
more.
If you found out the Giants gave 3 ones and 2 twos for Drake May to move up 3 spots, you'd say, you know what? That's the quarterback they like. That's great. Or you'd be calling today saying, I can't believe they overpaid for Drake May.
No. I'm just saying, I just think that there's a lot more desperation. I don't know how much rope Dabo's going to get to hang himself here, but I think they need to act with a lot more urgency. And if that's what they needed to do, that what you just said, then they should have done it without question. They need a quarterback. Daniel Jones, I just think he's a guy who's been ruined.
Okay, but so did the Patriots, though. So did the Patriots. Like, I mean, the Minnesota Vikings, who have been, I mean, to say thirsty for a quarterback in the last two drafts would probably be an understatement. Like, there were reports that you couldn't imagine what they offered the Colts to go up and get Anthony Richardson. Unfortunately for Minnesota, Indy felt the same way about Anthony Richardson. So you can offer whatever you want if the team is that hell-bent on, this is our franchise quarterback. For the same reason it's worth the Giants giving up whatever it takes to get Drake May is the same reason why the Patriots feel so good about drafting Drake May.
Right. They liked him. They wanted him. They got him. The Giants tried. I forget who it was. Was it Minnesota? Was the other team that tried? They weren't trading out of that pick.
They wanted Drake May for the same reasons that Minnesota wanted Drake May and the Giants wanted Drake May.
And
they had the luxury
of
picking him at 3 and not costing themselves whatever it was going to cost, the Giants or the Minnesota Vikings.
And then if you're the Giants, should you take J.J. McCarthy, who you clearly didn't love because you need the quarterback? I agree. You're in a very difficult, compromising position. But I think what the Giants did was wound up with a great player who will make them better, and they'll wait and see what happens with the quarterback now. I want a quarterback too.
I got to think too, I mean, with as much as Joe Shane communicates with ownership and everything else, that they understand that this is potentially it. So you brought us in. You said, you know, we have a quarterback. We haven't handled him the right way. Part of the reason why we're hiring, you know, you and Brian Daboll is because we feel like you have the best chance to fix him. Try to fix him. They do. They win a playoff game. Sign him. Structure his deal a certain way. I got to think now that with Malik Nabers, with a better offensive line, with some of these other weapons, that there's no more excuses now for Daniel Jones. So Brian Daboll can say to him, and Joe Shane can say, hey, listen, we tried everything. There's no more excuses. He had the weapons. He had the offensive line.
He's just not. We've signed guys in free agency. It's going to be better. We brought in Devin Singletary. I mean, he's a good running back. Not Barkley, but a good running back, right? Hopefully Waller returns. Now you got Hyatt. You got Wandale Robinson. You got Nabers. Now it's on you, kid. Let's see what you got.
Right, and that's the perfect excuse. Hey, listen, John, we tried. This is as good as this kid is going to be. Now you have to let us go get our guy and show you what you can do with our guy.
You know who Noel and Piscataway wants to talk about?
Fashanu?
Fashanu, that's right. Noel, good morning.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're well, thank you, Noel. How are you?
It's been a while. I got something in common with Rick. I went to Northeast and he went to BU. What year did you leave BU, Rick?
I left after 2000.
I'll sit back while you guys reminisce about collegiate days.
Yeah, I was 96 to 2001. Good friends with you know Jim Fahey?
Yeah, I know Jim Fahey.
Noel.
Let me get to my point.
No. First, I'm going to scold you. Do you think anyone in the world, outside of maybe Rick and you, had any interest in, hey, do you know Jim Fahey? What year did you graduate? Were you there in the
90s? He was in the NHL.
No one cares.
Okay.
Nobody.
All right,
even the Fahey's didn't care about that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Fashanu, I think he's a solid pick, right? Reason being, he can sit behind Tyron Smith for a year, okay? And, you know, we can make a decision then. If he gets hurt, if Smith goes down, he can slide right in. I think he has great feet. He has to work on his hand placement, but he's a solid tackle. He's one of the best three. Alt, I think, is going to be hit or miss because of the fact that he's almost 6'9". You get that tall with the bend that these edge rushers have today, it gets tough. So I think we made a solid pick. Now, Embiid, that was one. There's a couple of unwritten rules in sports. In football, you don't roll up on the back of somebody's legs. In basketball, you leave the air. By coincidence or mistake, you might collide with somebody. But if you intentionally pull somebody down like he did, he should have got ejected so fast that his head spun. And the Knicks, honestly, he doesn't have any respect for Mitch. And Mitch gave him a big opposition because Mitch is his size. Mitch can, as soon as the ball goes up, he goes to rebound. So it's one shot for Embiid. That's it. You put it up, you miss, Mitch is getting that rebound. What he did was so unethical. I lost respect for him. And they really need to, you know, set the tone with him moving forward. They really need to set the tone with him moving forward. So that's what I wanted to say. What do you guys have to say about that?
I think you're right. I thought what he did was disgraceful. I think that Mitchell defensively certainly is the best option to go up against him. And I just, man, I really, it's hard to envision he's going to play game four, but I hope he can dig deep and find a way to play in that game.
Well, we got a couple extra days here. So hopefully, you know, with treatment and everything else, he's...
Sure.
He can be back.
Right, but walking boot doesn't give you a lot of confidence.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, I didn't have much confidence that, you know, Joel Embiid would continue to get better here as the series went on with a bum knee, and now we find out he's got Bell's
you
palsy.
You know the shame of all of it is, and we'll get to RJ in a moment for stuff you missed, is that was a performance for the ages last night.
Oh, yeah.
And what we've talked about for the bulk of the day is what a dirty creep he is. Because it's true. That's what he is.
Yeah, here. Yeah, here. But can you imagine what they're saying about him in Philly right now?
Yeah, they're probably erecting a statue to him.
Right. Man's got a bum knee. He's dealing with the Bell's palsy. Actually makes the guarantee that we're going to come back and win the series and drop 50.
Do you think being serious, I mean, I know it's such a crummy city and their sports talk is substandard as well, but do you think that at all in Philly sports talk radio they recognize that he was dirty last night?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, it's a dirty play.
Right.
I mean, you would hope someone brought
more
up
more than eight. One, too, by the way. Not just one dirty play.
We got away with a couple dirty plays. I think we would mention it if it was a dirty play.
Absolutely, I think we would.
Right. I mean, we talk about Rempe or the hit Panarin had the other night. If it's dirty, you say it's dirty. If
it's
dirty, it wasn't.
It's dirty. I mean, it's still your team, and you still root for them to win, but you can acknowledge that there's a dirty moment in a game or that a player lost his composure and played dirty. And we, when our guys are bad, we crush them for being bad. I would think that when they're dirty, we would admit that.
Yeah, but I don't think they're probably not. I would almost guarantee that they're not really harping on it the way that we are.
Well, and I understand why they wouldn't harp it, but I would appreciate if they would at least acknowledge that it took place. RJ.
Yes, Dave.
We've established that you've been subpar today. Are you ready to pick up? Be a little better now.
I think you've established that.
Right.
I don't think anyone else has.
Well, no, me and all the people.
I think I disagree with the people.
Do you think you've been great today?
No, but I can't control what happens when the people go. I can't control that man talking about a hockey player that Rick knows. He went rogue.
That's Jim Fahey.
Not yeah. Blaming you for that specifically, but there's been a few hiccups from you today.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you're in the minority. I think you've been at best.
Wow.
Are you ready to be great?
I'll try.
Start it now, Raymond.
Now.
See ya!
Bang!
The sh** you missed.
Alrighty, so draft last night tied the record. Six quarterbacks go in round one, which goes back to which year? You should know this.
This is probably in the rundown. I didn't look at the
rundown. No. It's very well known. Most famous quarterback
83?
Draft. Yeah, ever. Mm-hmm. 83. So all told,
not only six quarterbacks in round one, was it a six in the top 12?
12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 23 offensive players go in round one, which is also a record. The first defensive player does not go until 15, which was Leitu Latu, who goes to the Colts.
Feels like a lazy name, right?
Maybe, but I like him a lot.
plays good.
He's very good.
Well, he was told he couldn't play football anymore.
Yeah, had to actually retire, came out of retirement, and is a monster. But you guys mentioned earlier Kirk Cousins. So his agent, Mike McCartney, told ESPN's Pete Dammel that the Falcons only notified Cousins that they were going to take Penix or had any interest whatsoever in him from the beginning, right before they did it when they were on the clock.
It's amazing.
So he found out a minute or two before we all found out that they were even considering taking a quarterback. And then they took one. And now they have one.
He's got to be livid.
Yeah, so McCartney also relayed the message that Kirk Cousins is very confused and frustrated was the word they used because they did not use a first-rounder to make the team better this year, obviously, because Cousins just got done signing a four-year, $180 million contract, which there's no real easy way out of, even if you think he's a two-year quarterback. So, good luck, Atlanta, on whatever it is you're doing.
Because who's going to get
blamed? Really know what they're doing.
Well, because who's going to get blamed, too? I mean, what was everyone's criticism about Atlanta giving Kirk Cousins that kind of money? How many playoff wins, right?
Right.
One.
What, does he have one?
Yeah, right. So now all of a sudden he goes to a situation. They feel like, hey, this team's all in. They have a chance to win the NFC South. They don't. Wow, that's okay. Kirk Cousins, he's not a winner. Very, how about you help him, maybe?
Yeah, very confusing. So the Niners last night drafted a wide receiver at Florida, Ricky Pearsall, at 31. And the reason I bring that up is that forced John Lynch to acknowledge that there have been discussions. Dave, something you've been on for a couple of years.
Yeah, you guys have been a little late to this party, but I've told you this for years.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to be a Giant, though.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is who we're talking about. And here's the thing, though. Lynch said no team came close to meeting the asking price, which I imagine.
They wanted a top 10 pick.
Yeah, probably. That's the asking price.
Which is crazy.
Well, yeah, if you're a top 10 team, why would you ever give up what it would take to get him?
You could take a rookie receiver who's supposed to be amazing and pay nothing for them.
Yeah, why would you give up the draft equity only to pay him?
Right.
Well, I guess if you were the Jets and you were hell-bent on getting a receiver and Adunze goes nine.
No, but the Jets couldn't get that guy, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that would be the spot where it's we're on the clock. Hey, San Francisco, we got the money we can afford to pay.
Would you have done that?
Ayuk,
the Jets? They say, you can choose. You can have Samuel or Ayuk. Give us the 10.
I don't think you need it.
Yeah, I don't think you need it, but that would be pretty damn exciting. I mean, if you were that hell-bent on trying to get Adunze, and we're really not worried about the future. The only problem with that is, I mean, you got so many guys. If this does work this season and they have a good season, you have so many guys to pay.
Yeah.
You got to pay Garrett. You got to pay Brees.
An expensive offseason for the Jets.
Niners didn't totally close the door on trading Ayuk or even Deebo Samuel. That's the Niners' MO, though. They are open about anyone and everyone has a price.
Well, they're going to have to start paying Brock Purdy here soon, too.
Yep. Patriots and Vikings inquired about Justin Herbert, who is still, by the way, on the Chargers, would have a massive dead cap of around $65 million if he were to be traded, so that I imagine not happening. AJ Brown and the Eagles agreed to a three-year, $96 million extension, $84 million of it guaranteed. That passes Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just signed for $77 million guaranteed, which was the most in NFL history. The most now is AJ Brown.
Until Justin Jefferson gets paid.
That's right.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase coming too.
What'd you say, $74 million guaranteed or 77?
77 for St. Brown. It's 84 for AJ
84.
Brown.
What's Justin Jefferson going to get, 100 guaranteed?
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Because how old is he and how good is he?
Oh, he's awesome.
Well, and J.J. McCarthy's success is now directly tied to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to draft McCarthy and let him, which, by the way, I've been critical of, as good a landing spot as he was going to get. So we're going to find out. Just
now all
good
of a sudden you like McCarthy?
No, I like him. I never said I did not like him. I just said I was very worried that he was going to go into a spot where he's going to have to play way, way, way too soon. And he's, I don't even know that he's going to be their week one starter. I would expect he's not.
Oh, he's not, but I mean, it's,
he's going to have to play.
Justin Jefferson will be 25 in June.
Oh, he's 24.
24 years old.
Wow. Commander's going to retire Dale Green's number 28. Lakers lose again last night. They're on the brink of being swept by the Nuggets. They have lost 11 in a row to Denver, which is the fifth longest active losing streak in the league by any team to any other team. Game 4 is tomorrow. Could be wrapped up then. Another game that was wrapped up nice and early. Magic beat up on the Cavs. They get on the board in that series. Cleveland was... they now lead that series 2-1, but they were never
both
in that
of
game.
Those teams. I'm going to use a word that's probably not fair. They both stink.
What
they are not going anywhere.
Well, they put the little NBA TV bug in the corner, last night and you just see the scores. I wonder, like, is anyone even watching that
game?
I bet you
nobody watched that game last night.
I guess unless you're a Magic or Cleveland fan. 121-83, the final. Chris Middleton questionable for Game 3 tonight for the Bucks against the Pacers. Giannis has yet to play in this series. He is officially listed as doubtful. That series tied 1-1. Touched on it earlier. Sorry, Rick. Islanders lose 3-2 to the Canes. Going to face elimination tomorrow, Game 4. Panthers beat the Lightning 5-3. Florida all over the Bolts. They lead 3-0 in that series. Boy, Yankees last night. The Yankees. You know who's good on the A's? They stink.
That closer.
Mason Miller.
Oh,
he
my
is
God.
Outstanding.
He's not good. He's like elite.
He needs to be traded immediately.
Yeah.
He's way too good to be on that
phenomenal.
Team.
Phenomenal. Where do they get this guy?
Aaron Judge was up with a runner on. Couldn't get it done. First four-out save of Mason Miller's career. A's
might be the worst at-bat Juan Soto will have all year.
Yeah, broke a bat after. Not happy. A's beat the Yankees 3-1 for a four-game split, which is just a terrible look for the Yankees.
Well, especially because they had the bases loaded with no outs in the first inning.
They got nothing.
Nothing.
They've gotten good at doing that. That's become an unfortunate trademark at times. They're 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Stranded.
And you got
11
shut down
runners.
By Alex Wood.
Well, and then Gleyber Torres gets picked off, and of course Trevino hits a home run as soon as he gets picked off.
A home run only at Yankee Stadium and I guess Fenway Park.
Nestor Cortez gave up 3-5 hits over 7. J.D. Martinez tonight still expected to debut against the Cardinals for the Mets. And finally, Tiger Woods' son, who is 15 years old.
Oh, I know this one. Is this his drive?
That did happen, but I was just going to say he shot an 81, finished 61st out of 74 attempting qualifiers. He does not qualify for the U.S. Open, but the fact that we're talking about it is pretty wild.
You said he's going to turn 15?
No, he is 15.
Oh, he is 15? Wow.
So, he finished 61st. I think only the top five in this event would have qualified for the U.S. Open, but the fact that he's in discussion is pretty amazing.
He had a 352-yard drive.
Pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
And that's the belief he missed.
That's nice. That's nice.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a great performance from your Islanders last night.
Well, they had some chances. Yeah,
they
I
did.
Mean, I was wrong. I thought Sorokin would play great, and they would find a way to win. But Freddie Anderson, I mean, he made a glove save on Dobson, a good first save on Barzal, glove save on Dobson, and then
that was the one where like the whole side of the net was open and he slid over.
Yeah, he slid over, and then the one on Romanov when he was on his side and ends up making a glove save there, which he's done a couple times in the series.
If I would have told you that Anderson would be the equivalent of the Islanders goalies, you would have said we have zero chance to win the series.
Yeah.
And that's where you are.
You are all going to have your hands full anyway. I mean, Carolina is a really, really good team.
Really good team. If the Rangers were to advance, I would be very concerned about that series.
You should be. But, I mean, you're going to be... Look what the Panthers are doing to Tampa right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The East is a bear. Adam Schefter put this out. Chicago's number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, broke the Fanatics record for draft night merchandise sales for any pick in any sport, beating the previous record set last week by Caitlin Clark. So people are excited in Chicago.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark's stuff sold out immediately.
Immediately.
And then on top of that, you have Tim McGraw wearing her jersey on stage.
He looked terrific, by the way, wearing that jersey.
He always looks good. He's in great shape. He's always tanned up beautifully.
He looks gorgeous. He's the one married to Faith Hill, right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. They've been married for a long time now.
Yeah, they're a power couple.
They really are.
Plus, the Chicago Bears have, I mean, their jerseys are beautiful.
Think of what the Bears have now. You got DJ Moore.
Yep.
You got Keenan Allen.
That's right.
You got Rome Odunze. You got Caleb Williams. I mean, Cole Kmet.
Okay, look what you did at running back.
Who'd they bring in at running back?
They brought Swift in at running back.
Right, DeAndre Swift, who's not great, but good.
No, but good, that's fine.
Good, right. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the way you bring a rookie into the league, huh?
Right, I think he's in a great spot. I think that J.J. McCarthy's in a great spot.
I think Bo Nix is in a good spot.
Yeah, Bo Nix is in a good spot, but, I mean, you also drafted him. I mean, everyone expected Caleb Williams to go one. There's a lot of people who thought that J.J. McCarthy could go 4 or 5, so he slips down to now 10. And you got Bo Nix going at 12.
Of these six, what would you say? One great, one good, one three busts?
Ooh. Well, the problem is that they're all in pretty good, like you mentioned, they're all in pretty good spots.
Is Drake May in a good spot?
Yeah, I think Drake May's probably in a good spot. They're not going to rush him. They got Brissett there.
Okay.
Caleb's in a good spot. Although Chicago does not have a strong history with quarterbacks.
They have no history with quarterbacks.
Which would make me a little bit nervous.
Even when they won the Super Bowl, they did it with Jim McMahon.
Right. I mean, new ownership in Washington. Jaden Daniels didn't seem thrilled with Washington, but what's he going to do? I mean, you're a second overall pick. You got to deal with it.
But odds are one or two above the fold, one or two right in the midst of that, and one or two below, right?
Yeah, usually. I mean, you had six go in the top 12.
That's unheard of.
The top 12,
It just shows you how, because if you said, rank the players, just solely the players and position doesn't matter, there's no way you would get six quarterbacks taken in the top 12. No chance.
No. Remember the other day, I gave you the 1 year, and it was the 2022 draft where there was no quarterbacks until Kenny Pickett, and you looked at the picks. It's like, well, that makes sense. That guy's good. That guy's good.
Because they're much more sure. Right? Like, when you take the non-quarterback, there's much more belief. When you take the quarterback, it's a lot of flyer in that pick.
Right. You're willing to kind of...
You're willing to roll the dice because the importance of the position.
Yeah, that sometimes outweighs some of the flaws that player might have.
Let's go to Lang in Connecticut. Hello, Lang. You're on 98.7.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least it's not raining out, gentlemen. As you can tell from my raspy voice, I was at the game last night. And for me to say that the Philadelphia 76ers fan base has lived up to their reputation as a classless, just absolutely inhumane.
What'd they do that was so classless and inhumane?
Cheering on, Mitch when he got pulled down when he was assaulted on the court. Rationalizing, justifying it based on the previous game, no call. But the point I wanted to make, and I know this is like a slippery slope, but there's a power kind of struggle within any series, right? You see a team 4, 5, 6 times, and the Sixers had the referees kind of carte blanche last game, but after what transpired with Embiid, and it wasn't just one isolated incident. This has been happening many times, right? There's subtle things that people don't see. Perfect example, the game was out of reach. It was under, I think, 2 minutes, and he did a hip check on OG Anunoby, and that would have been a perfect time for the refs to call a technical foul. That would have been his second and toss him. The game was locked. The game was already over. It would have sent the message to Embiid for following games that you can't do that and get away with it.
I don't think so. I understand what you're saying, and I don't think you're wrong with, you know what, give him a T there. At least give him a foul there. I don't think you're going to change his ways. This is who he is.
So I think heading into next game, because now the power struggle has kind of pivoted back to the Knicks in terms of them having a bit more leeway. Like you said before, we don't know where the line is because no one's been tossed yet. The Knicks, it's not so much retribution. I know it's a different game than it was in the 90s, but I think they need to toe the line of physicality, borderline dirty, and do things so that they can regain the dominance in the series. Because it's not good enough for Dante DiVincenzo to get into the face of Embiid, right? We need a Bobby Portis. We need someone to send a message.
Well, you don't have a Bobby Portis.
These guys that they...
Right? It doesn't exist. And thanks for the call. I would say this, as much as I want to get retribution, the best retribution would be go out and win game four. I don't want to get swayed from my game to try to make noise and get in the face of Joel Embiid.
Right. Here's the other thing, though. I mean, for us as Knicks fans, what's better for us? That they send the message to him when the game is already lost, when he hip checks OG, or they decide they're going to send the message to him in game four? I'll take game four.
Of course you want to. Winning game four?
No, I'm saying like you want to respond the way the NBA decided they wanted to respond after what happened in game two where, you know, we're in Philly now, so they'll get the benefit of the whistle. Okay, well, if now we're complaining and they want to respond to the dirty plays that Joel Embiid made and Kyle Lowry made by giving us the benefit of the whistle in game four,
I hope so.
I'll take that as opposed to Joel Embiid getting kicked out at the end of a game that we already lost.
It does nothing, right? If they call him for that hip check in the backcourt, what does that do? It does nothing for you. No, nothing. John, the Jersey Shore. Good morning, John.
Morning, gentlemen. Use that term loosely. Great show as always. So, Dave, question for you.
Yes.
This is the first time, first of all, in years, I'm very happy with the our selection. But where do we go from here? There's three quarterbacks off the board now, the top three. Do we go quarterback? Do we go best available player?
When are you talking? Go in what round are you talking? You talking the remainder of the draft?
In the draft,
rounds two and three? I don't think you'll take a quarterback in round two. I think corner. I think defensive lineman. I think offensive lineman. I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they took a running back in round two, but more likely three. I think they're going to go with a lot of best player available. They have, thanks for the call, John, they have holes everywhere. All right, I think they're moving in the right direction. I like what they did this offseason, but the Giants can use everything. But what they have to get is a second corner because they don't have it. It doesn't exist now on the team.
No, and we know how important that position is.
In this day and age, is more important than it's ever been.
Dude, look at all the receivers that are going off the board now. I mean, how teams are trying to run their offenses.
Right. I think they probably go corner. I would bet corner round two. I actually think running back round three is a possibility as well.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And... boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Not only did the Falcons go crazy and take Michael Penix, they almost knew nothing about him. Listen to this. Michael Penix did not take a top 30 visit to Atlanta. Falcons only attended a 45-minute workout, met with him at the combine. Almost unheard of for a quarterback taken in the first round to not be on a team's top 30. In the end, they felt comfortable with the work they did. That's wild.
So they weren't lurking, in other words.
They were not lurking. Diana, I have been lurking. You set that up nice, huh? You happy with yourself?
It was, again.
No, really. I'm honestly, you happy with yourself?
It's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, I'm very pleased with myself.
So I wonder this, though. If there was never any thought from anybody that the Falcons were connected to Michael Penix, like, we even heard the Giants like Michael Penix. There was no shot that they could even trade down from 8 to 10 and still get Michael Penix?
I guess they were worried that someone was going to snap up and take him.
Then what, Vegas was going to jump up to 9?
Well, otherwise, why would you not, right? Because you know the Jets wanted 8. And you know that the Bears were going to take, were not going to take Penix. So...
No, there was some thought that the Bears could trade out, though.
Right, well, that would be your only concern. Because the Jets were going to take maybe, Adunze 8.
Well, which maybe they do, though. So, right, so if Adunze goes 8...
Then the Bears there's no receiver they like. Maybe they trade out and Penix goes at 9. And then if you're 10, you're left holding the bag.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. I mean, the one thing I will say is, if you love a guy, you take him. Right? Like, I wouldn't worry about, like, you took him 8, you could have moved back to 10. If you truly love him, I don't know why, the whole thing feels very odd. But if you love him and that's your guy, take your guy.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. But it's just, I mean, you have two different kind of philosophies here going on at the same time. Like, you went out of your way to the point where you're being investigated for tampering to sign Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal and guarantee him $100 million, which is hey, we feel like we got a really good chance. I mean, you heard Raheem Morris talk about, or I don't even know if it was Raheem Morris, but someone said, I think it was Raheem Morris, you know, watching the tape, you know, we're a quarterback away from being a playoff team. Like, if Desmond Ridder just can't help himself and not turn the ball over, we're probably a playoff team. So you sign Kirk Cousins because you feel like right. You get a chance to win the division. Why not help?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Now, and then you're burning at least, what, I mean, 2 years?
2 years.
Penix's rookie
two
deal?
Year. I mean, the player you just drafted who otherwise would have helped you, I imagine, tremendously, will do nothing for you for years.
Unless he steps on the field in year 3 and is great.
Right. And listen, if he steps on the field and he's a star, then we'll wind up eating crow. But I don't know. Feels very odd. Raymond?
Hi.
Are you ready?
I think so.
You do realize that of everything you do all week long and do it so well, this is the one people look forward to the most, right?
Nothing is as valuable.
All right. Nothing. Well, let's see what you got.
These are the plays of the week.
You week win two, and they're 0-2.
Week win two.
We started off the week with Tom Bauer in for RJ, and I got to be honest, it didn't get off to a great start.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
But you know what? We battled. We endured. Rick battled all week. He's got to be commended because, like, there were really real concerns at the beginning of the week whether Rick should even be doing the show. And I just want to say that I'm proud of him for that.
Oh, my God. Right. We really are
Thank
unbelievable.
Thank you, Raymond.
I fight through a COVID episode, which the doctors were amazed I could even get out of bed.
Rick had no voice.
And Rick gets the commendation because he fought through an eye virus.
Like, I was like one-eyed Listen, Willy for like 3 days.
Right.
You also need to be commended, Dave, because it was Passover this weekend. You had the big Seder dinner to be responsible for on Monday, and you had to watch sports at the same time. You had a lot invested in the Knicks and everything. Ty is over here trolling as usual.
You take little Ty on your little radio bosom, and you're trying to feed him.
I brought him right on the bosom, and this is the thanks I get.
the thanks you get. For some reason, you started this fascination with me being the most interesting man in the world.
Dos equis. No, it's dos equis. How do you say it?
Dos equis.
Dos equis.
Oh, my God.
Para dos chicas. I think it's pronounced Dr. Josh A, actually.
Very nice. Things going on in my apartment, allegedly.
I'd like you to take him in your half bedroom and punish him.
You carry around the apartment like a sack of vegetables?
But it's okay. Knicks won the big game two, and I think the guy Nick tried to email you and say, why are we talking about the Knicks? I mean, how could we do a thing on a New York station, the Knicks flagship station of all things, and you almost lost it on this poor guy.
Listen, Nick, if you are not... It was that close, wasn't it?
It was very close. Another thing that you almost did, and I'm thankful you didn't do, was call up Andrew Gundling to trash talk him. Especially in light of what happened last night, I don't think it would have been a good idea. I mean, and you took that the wrong way, of course.
Really, the two of you deserve each other. Carpe omnia. We're going to go all in. His poop eating team. I would bet you, knowing Gundling the way I do, that he believes that Embiid was dirty last night.
I'd love to hear his take on
it. I think he would.
Maybe I'll text him.
I'm going to text him right now.
See what he thinks. Let me know as we continue here.
I'm sure the K Show will talk. We'll call him so they don't have to talk about the NFL draft today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Tom Bauer continued in his trek to try and anger Dave as much as possible, like in Stump Rothenberg there in the five pack.
You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes.
And you decided, you know what, to hell with it, I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of.
And that's what he did.
I love, you know it's skill position, right? Yes.
He didn't care.
No.
And I respect him for not caring. Sticks by his guns. You know who else sticks by his guns? Mel Kiper. Turns out, doesn't have a landline. He was literally driving to the draft, driving through Pennsylvania, I think he said. He joins us for the spot, and it turns out that the phone he's used is not actually his own, but it throws us way back to the day of using pagers.
I bet you had a pager back in the day, didn't you? Yeah, you did.
He definitely did.
Oh, I did.
Doing many vile things when it comes to that pager.
No, stop.
Dave had another rage moment, but it all stems back to a name.
Dave, it's not about who you like, who
of
you
course
don't
it's
like.
It is. Oh, my God. Hang up on him. For God's sakes, hang up on him.
Hang up on Tony, and we'll flash you back.
Tony, you're a big baller down there in Delaware?
That's a different Tony.
I can yell louder than you, and I can sing while I yell. I am multitasking as we speak. Tony, you sound like a geek.
Yet another Tony. So I guess the moral of the story.
I hate Tonys. That's right.
It doesn't even stop there, though, because who we got the caller? Sharky?
Bob for apples, pal.
Bob for apples.
So drown yourself in a tub.
Getting nasty. Thursday, NFL draft, Knicks, Isles. The big story. RJ came back, and we're so happy to have him.
Oh, my God.
Less handsome, less successful version of Field.
What's the Costco brand?
Kirkland.
Yes,
he's Kirkland Field Yates. I am Kirkland Field Yates, yes.
I'm very appreciative to have our Kirkland Field Yates.
The good news is you could buy like 12 of me for the price of one Field.
That's right. Is it Kirkland or Kirkland?
I thought it was Kirkland, but everyone says Kirkland, so I'll go with Kirkland. Okay. Another day, another shooter call for the Hall of Fame.
Embiid looks like a jerk. He throws us around. He throws his own players around. And I think we're going to win this series. We're going to win this series.
Your child needs you. He's desperate for your attention. The kid's going to be in therapy for the rest of his life,
Let's
for
go
God's
Nick,
sakes.
Let's go, Nick.
Put that one on the wall with such greatness as...
Daddy.
Quiet class. Ron on the radio. Just kidding, guys.
Ha-ha.
You blank mother. No, blank sucker mother. That's the line.
What is happening?
Once again, the moral.
Shooter is the exact guy, Rick, that I was talking about that gets me nuts.
All right.
You know what, Shooter? Never change.
Daddy.
I'm telling you, listening to that daddy clip again, I think he was so close to saying, will you be quiet so I could finish my point?
Sure. Would you shut your mouth?
Very close. You almost did the same thing. You turned on RJ today.
You know, here's the thing. We're not playing any more sound today. Take all the sound you've cut, RJ, and shove it right where the sun doesn't shine.
Because we're all Joel Embiid's here.
You're Joel Embiid, and you're Joel Embiid, and you're Joel Embiid. I'm working with Joel Embiid's.
We got a frenzy steamroll.
Fire up the frenzy, Raymond.
RJ, hold on.
Fire it up!
No, don't do it.
It's time for frenzy.
You can steamroll. Go right ahead.
And RJ, was that you yelling?
It was chaos. I was scared.
And, of course, reminiscing about the good old days.
What year did you leave BU, Rick?
I left after 2000.
I'll sit back while you guys reminisce about collegiate things.
Do you think anyone in the world, outside of maybe Rick and you, had any interest in, hey, do you know Jim Fahey? What year did you graduate? No. No one cares. Nice job, Raymond. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DiPietro Rothenberg.
Carpe Omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Fashion anew.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.